Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
In on the breakaway, McDavid scores!
Honestly, it's just impressive. I don't think my English is good enough to find another word for it right now.
And the century mark has been achieved in Game 53.
It solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid, 500 points!
I'm James Neal.
Start on theirs.
They're trading heavy leather here.
Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers.
Leon Draisaitl, one-timer from an impossible angle!
Fun years are still ahead here in Edmonton.
This is Mike Smith,
Jarred Kara.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar it in. Love save made by Smith.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
The Edmonton Oilers clinched the playoff spot.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
I'm so content to stand in line, wait and see, pass the time. Talk a streak, fall asleep, wake up late, whine and weep. I kiss the hand, it slaps me senseless, I'm so accepting I am, so defenseless I am.
Some days it feels like that. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you on Oilers Now. It is brought to you by Digitex. That is Spirit of the West. Far too Canadian. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. All the regular Wednesday guests will join us today. Already had a conversation this morning with Brian Lawton. The one we're going to have on the show is going to be live coming down the pipe at 12:35. David Staples from the Cult of Hockey, the unofficial president of the NDP support club. No, not really. At 1:05 today, and at 1:35, NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. We'll get right to it. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today. No payments, no interest for over a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. For the last 2 weeks, since Tuesday of last week, on a day in which we had Ken Holland, the Edmonton Oilers general manager, as well as Duncan Keith. The trade went down Monday, a week and a half ago or whatever. On Tuesday, Mark Spector was on the show, and Spec said, you know, Bob, my belief is that there is a deal in the drawer for Adam Larson. And for those of you that have listened to the show over the last 10 days, we've reasserted on numerous occasions, until the player signs, the player is not signed. And as this went along over the course of the last several days, the longer it went, the more likely it was becoming apparent that maybe Adam Larson was looking for something different and a different start. And so we're in an interesting situation here, because there's going to be a lot of conjecture and perspectives on why Adam Larson, who is considered part of the Oilers leadership core, let's not forget the organization with Pete Chiarelli in full control at the helm, traded Taylor Hall to get Larson in the summer of 2016. At the time of that deal, it was ridiculed throughout the hockey world and chastised to a large extent by many of the louder voices out there, but also, you know, fans alike. And Adam Larson came in and performed quite well in the first couple seasons of Edmonton, and then when he went through a personal tragedy where his father flew to Edmonton with his mom on what amounted to about a 30-hour flight, and then subsequent to that was walking around in a mall in Edmonton and went into cardiac arrest and passed away. So, lo and behold, it's fast forward to the last season. Larson was a huge part of the hockey team on numerous occasions. You heard Dave Tippett refer to him as part of the leadership core with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Darnell Nurse, as well as Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. It was my belief back in... Oilers got eliminated in late May. It was my belief throughout the month of June and into maybe the first week of July that the Oilers ultimately would certainly re-sign Larson. In fact, in May, I thought the Oilers would re-sign Larson and not re-sign Nugent-Hopkins. Instead, the opposite has happened. I think many of you get it. You understand the fundamental crux of the industry. The player, when he goes into free agency, has the opportunity to... make a choice. For those of you that have experienced personal tragedy in your life, sometimes, you know, as an example, maybe you're at a restaurant and you had a grandparent that suffered a heart attack in that situation. Maybe you haven't gone back to the restaurant again. Maybe those sort of things would affect somebody. Maybe tax is a matter. Not sure, but I totally respect that Adam Larson had the opportunity to make a decision, any decision, to go anywhere he wanted. That was his prerogative as becoming an unrestricted free agent. And now we see how the Edmonton Oilers react in concert for it. So no question about it, it's a loss for Edmonton. The Oilers' leadership core over the course of the last two seasons, the years in which Edmonton finished 12th and 11th, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Darnell Nurse, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Adam Larson. I thought the Oilers might lose one of Nugent-Hopkins or Larson. I thought at one stage it was going to be Larson or Nugent-Hopkins. It ultimately turned out to be Adam Larson. And it also reinforces an adage in sport. Regardless of how much money you have to spend, how wealthy of an organization you are, if you do not draft and develop, you will not have success. And if you take a look at who the Oilers' best four players are today, and granted they were gifted from the gods, and you might argue it happened twice, not once, but twice. Everybody knows that Connor McDavid, a generational superstar, the Oilers got incredibly lucky winning the lottery in 2015. I'll never forget what Corey Clouston said to me in 2014. Stoff, if the Oilers get Leon Draisaitl, they're going to win the lottery. He's the best player I've ever coached. And I'm like, well, you coached Spezza and Danny Heatley. They were pretty good players. Yeah. Going to tell you this right now. Draisaitl's going to be pretty good. But the Oilers' four best players were drafted and developed players. And I just want you to think about something. You get the players in a normal draft year. The way the process works is the kid's at the draft. He goes up and the family goes up to the owner's suite at the draft. You meet the ownership, the president, the general manager of the club, and all the key people. And an emotional investment starts at that point with that club. And I think it buys currency long-term in the relationship. I can tell you right now that one of the fathers of a player that used to be in Edmonton still contacts me on a regular basis. The guy hasn't been on the team for 5 years. Just to check in, see what's going on. An Oilers drafted and developed player. So it tells you something right there. So tough day in oil country, no question, Adam Larson. At no point, if you were listening to the show over the course of the last 8 or 9 days, was there any belief that it was fait accompli that Larson was going to re-sign with Edmonton. and it's completely his choice, and maybe at some point we'll have a bit of an explanation as to why he made the decision he did, because a lot of it, people would look at it and go, well, you're on a in an organization with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Darnell Nurse. Those are pretty good building blocks. Ultimately, he made the decision he did. There are people in Dallas today, by all signs, it looks like Jamie Oleksiak is signing with the Seattle Kraken. There are people in Dallas that are thinking the same thing. Jamie, you know, Jamie, you're part of a pretty good... They got Miro Heiskanen in there. They've got Sagan and Ben. Maybe they're not quite as offensive, anywhere near as offensively prolific as Draisaitl and McDavid, but good pieces nonetheless. Guys love playing in Dallas, no state tax. And Jamie Oleksiak ultimately chose Seattle as well. Seattle's obviously done a pretty good job in selling free agents. Their story. And again, to me, it just reinforces. You got to draft and develop your own. It's your best chance to build successful long-term relationships with players. How does Edmonton respond? That is going to be the question. This is the point where I mentioned to you that Tyson Barrie, also represented by CAA. Barry represented by Pat Brisson, J.P. Barry represented Adam Larson. Dougie Hamilton is with that firm as well. Of course, there's been a lot of conjecture about Zach Hyman. I think the Oilers are in a decent position on the Zach Hyman front, and a lot of you are concerned about the price point on Hyman and the term length, because Hyman's going to be 29. But this was... it's interesting. I thought Edmonton was going to lose Jujhar Khaira, but I did think it was a distinct possibility that they could lose Adam Larson. And if you listen to the show over the last 8 or 9 days, you know, I didn't sit there and just say, oh, they got a deal. I never felt that way. And so Edmonton loses. He's a good guy. He's a good person. He played well despite a very difficult personal situation, which you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. And frankly, I just wish the guy the best of luck. You know, he came here in a trade for Taylor Hall, and there is a percentage of the fan base to this day, for God knows what reason, that hates Taylor Hall. I'll never understand it, but that was a trade that a lot of people panned. And Larson, for the bulk of the time that he played in Edmonton, was a pretty good player. And so it will be a loss for the hockey club. What do you do now? I'm just going to throw a couple names out there. A lot of people have mentioned David Savard. He's 31. I don't think David Savard's as good a defenseman as Adam Larson. I'm concerned about the foot speed. He's not 28. He's 31. Tampa played a specific style. I think he was insulated a bit in his role. I brought up Yanni Hakanpää is obviously going to cost a lot less. Defenseman out of Carolina. Sort of the new type of shutdown D is 6'5", rangy, right shot. The one problem for Hakanpää is when he makes a mistake, it often ends up in the net. But he is a guy that appears to be on the press. He's a third-pairing guy at this stage all day. I'd suggest I'm not sold anymore that Savard's a top four. He was a couple of years ago. I'm not sure that's the case now. Travis Hamonic. I'd have time for Travis Hamonic. He's got to come in way cheaper than Adam Larson did. And then the other end of it is, do you circle back to Tyson Barrie? I think the Barrie camp gets it. They understand the fit in Edmonton. If you get Tyson Barrie, you're going to have to do something different to change the complexion, the makeup of your defense, because I'm not necessarily sold you can go Barrie, Baron Bouchard. And Evan Bouchard has to be a part of this long term. So we'll see what the organization ultimately does. When we come back here in Oilers Now, and we'll tell you that you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue. Or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. You can tweet us at Oilers Now. Tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan at Brendan Escott. We're going to get to NHL today. For Elite Promotional Marketing, we're going to hear a clip last night from Inside Sports, Sam Constantino's overall assessment of the 2021 draft class. I know I actually went to Rogers Place and for the first time in over a year saw several members of the Oilers organization. We were shooting a panel down there today, and it's going to be interesting times. I have a feeling, I will say this, I have a feeling as a result of what occurred this morning, there might be a little bit more activity. I don't want to overpromise and under-deliver here, but I think things are about to get a little bit more interesting than I think maybe I thought a week ago, a week and a half ago. And again, I never just automatically assumed Larson was going to sign, but I thought there was going to be a chance. And now that Seattle has signed him, I'm going to be really intrigued to see if that sends up a chain reaction with a couple other moves. Time will tell in that regard. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Reminder, you can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. The patio open to all ages at the River Cree from 11 until 11. They just wrapped up the market. By all reports, it went terrific out there at the River Cree. The province is back up and at them. The River Cree Resort Casino is back up and at them. Excitement, bet on it. We'll hit on the...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Cattle expansion draft, the NHL draft, and NHL Today when we return on Oilers Now. It is currently 12:20 in Edmonton.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chat.
We're focused on the expansion draft today, and we're going to provide you some information in that regard here shortly. We'll tell you that Oilers Radio and 630 Chat is your home for live coverage of the 2021 NHL Draft. Find out who goes first overall and who will don the Oilers jersey. Tune in for full coverage around 1 beginning at 5 p.m. this Friday with Reed Wilkinson, myself, and then again Saturday at 10 a.m. The 2021 NHL Draft is brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork, a legacy of excellence on Oilers Radio 630 Chet. All right. We're going to focus on the expansion draft and the updated rumors that have come in. Nothing official, but this is what's been reported on a multitude of fronts for NHL Today, for Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house, shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Again, our top story today for Legacy Heating and Cooling, the Edmonton Oilers, multiple reports of that. In fact, I will tell you right now, Ken Holland received a phone call last night and or a message last night. Adam Larson will be... with the Seattle Kraken for this upcoming season. Brendan, you want to run down the rest of the rumored selections at this point?
Yeah, sure. Anaheim taking Hayden Fleury of Anaheim out of Arizona, Tyler Pitlick, Jeremy Lauzon from Boston, Will Borgen from Buffalo, Mark Giordano from Calgary, Morgan Geeky from Carolina, John Quenville, Edmonton area product from Chicago, Jonas Donskoy out of Colorado, Gavin Bayreuther from Columbus, not Max Domi, Jamie Oleksiak out of Dallas, of course, Adam Larson from here, nothing reported out of Detroit yet. Chris Driedger from Florida, Curtis McDermott out of Los Angeles, Carson Soucy out of Minnesota, Cale Fleury from Montreal, Kalle Yarnkronk from Nashville, Nathan Bastian from New Jersey, Jordan Eberle from the Islanders, Colin Blackwell from the Rangers, goaltender Joey Decord out of Ottawa, Carson Twarinski from Philadelphia, Brandon Tanev, 4 years left, $3.5 million on that contract, but they got him out of Pittsburgh, Alexander True from San Jose, Vince Dunn, St. Louis, Yanni Gord out of Tampa Bay, Jared McCann from Toronto, Cole Lind from Vancouver, Vitek Vanasek from Washington, and Mason Appleton from the Jets.
All right, so the biggest story, obviously, is that involves, from a purely Oilers-centric position, the fact that Adam Larson has worked out a four-year contract with the Seattle Kraken. A couple other news and notes here. Mark Giordano with the Flames. I wonder if at some point, depending upon how Seattle does, I mean, Seattle's going to have a big physical defense. I mean, they've got Alexiak, they've got Larson, they've got Carson Soucy. That's interesting to me. Does Giordano at some point get flipped during the course of the year, or does he end up being the first captain in Seattle? Time will tell in that regard. Chris Driedger, rumors are of a three-year deal, $3.5 million with the Florida Panthers. Curtis McDermott, I believe the LA Kings were looking at turning McDermott into a left wing to get him more playing time. I'll be intrigued to see where he plays. He's tough as nails. Again, you know, we had some discussion yesterday as to whether or not the Oilers need to consider adding a fourth line left wing that can toss him, especially if the team ends up moving a guy like Zach Cassian in the offseason. Zach Cassian, contrary to popular opinion out there, would have some trade currency in the league. You still need a little bit of muscle. He's big. He can skate. He has had two seasons of 15 or so even strength goals. Jordan Eberle versus Josh Bailey. Appears as though the Islanders are going to lose Eberle. I could have gone either way there. A little bit surprised with Ottawa, with Joey Decord. Obviously, a belief there that Decord might be able to grow and develop as a goaltender. Pittsburgh putting Tanev, signed by the previous regime. That happens once in a while. St. Louis on Vince Dunn. By the way, the Flyers, I still wonder if something's up with Philadelphia. Again, this does not factor in trades. These are just the players rumored to be selected. There can be potential trades as well. Yanni Gord, that's an interesting one. A lot of people thought that Tampa Bay was going to end up moving a couple assets to Seattle to take Tyler Johnson. And it appears as though Yanni Gord's going to be the call. And a lot of debate between Dylan DeMello and Mason Appleton. A couple other news and notes around the league. It's been reported multiple locations now. Taylor Hall on a four-year contract extension with the Boston Bruins. Yeah, and again, let's just say that's looking like that's an inevitable fit there. Good player. Zach Hyman's going to get more term than that. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And there's going to be a lot of the same people that had thoughts on why it was good for Edmonton to move Taylor Hall out would be the same people that say, well, no, you know, you got to take Taylor Hall over Zach Hyman. Again, Boston was going to have the first chance to sign Hall. The Oilers were going to have the first chance to sign Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Toronto still has a chance to sign Zach Hyman as well. And I'll be intrigued to see what ends up transpiring once we get into free agency week today. But we're going to get some more information during the course of the day on trades itself involving the Kraken. The names are out there for some of the players, but we don't know if some of those players are tied as a contingency to, you know, pick allotments maybe going to Seattle or something along those lines. You're going to want to hear Brian Lawton when we come back in Oilers Now, because he had a pretty interesting comment a week ago on where we were at with the negotiation at that time that was ongoing with Adam Larson. But first, we'll head off to a global news weather traffic update. Eileen Bell.
Of subtle spices.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.